Join us this week for KSMU's Sense of Community series, Dementia in the Ozarks, 10 stories looking at resources and challenges in our area. Support comes from community partners Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, Central Bank of the Ozarks Central Trust Company, and Larson and Miller Law Firm.
When a person becomes a caregiver for a loved one with Alzheimer's, they face new challenges in their lives and even new joys for some. And finding others with similar experiences they can talk to can make a big difference. That's where Alzheimer's support groups come in. Since stay-at-home orders were declared in March, support groups offered by the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Missouri are meeting via virtual platforms or telephone. But I was able to attend a meeting at Willard's First Baptist Church just before they were halted to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Yes.
About 25 people sat at three long tables formed into a sort of open-ended rectangle and listened to a speaker who was a caregiver for her mother who passed away from Alzheimer's. She used humor to lighten the mood. The tables were adorned with festive decorations, and there were snacks for participants. Each person had an opportunity to share with the group while others nodded in agreement or offered advice. Carol Bourbona helps lead this support group, and she greets everyone with a friendly smile and hello as they enter the building. Wayne Creed started attending the support group in Willard 3 years ago. He attended one in Springfield, but it wasn't the right fit. This one was.
I got a list of different places and just started going down the list and talking to people and ended up here.
Creed's wife Carolyn has Alzheimer's, and he cared for her at home for about a decade until 2017 when she was moved to a care center in Stratford. He still feels guilty about the decision, even though he knows it was the right one, and it helps to have others to talk to who understand. Shirley Foraker cares for her husband of 56 years, who she recently had to move to a nursing home. She started attending the support group 3 years ago, not as a participant, but as a helper. She sat with dementia patients as their caregivers attended the meeting.
The Lord had kind of revealed to me that I was going to be facing this sooner or later. He put me right in the right place at the right time.
And there's still someone at each meeting who is prepared to sit with dementia patients as their caregivers meet. Nancy Johnson and her husband Gregory cared for Nancy's mother, who was in a nursing home with Alzheimer's, until she passed away in April. They're now caring for Gregory's godmother, who was recently diagnosed. Nancy says they found out about the support group from the sign in front of the church.
I was frustrated because I wanted to help my mom. I didn't know how to do it. My best friend took a picture of the sign and sent it to me and said, if Greg is busy, I'll go with you, but we're going next Tuesday. And we started last August.
They'd only missed one meeting since, and they say they appreciate the things they've learned at the meetings and the support they provide.
These people are wonderful, and most of them have been through it. The things that you're going through.
Foraker says the support group gives her an outlet for her feelings and frustrations, and what is said in the room stays in the room.
Just to be able to vent, be able to talk, because you don't want to just tell everybody that your husband wouldn't let you come to bed last night, you know, because he wants the other Shirley to come to bed with him. Well, and just being able to see that no matter how much you hurt, there's others that are hurting worse.
Or as much, adds Nancy Johnson, because she says until you've had to watch a person live with Alzheimer's, you have no idea what it's like.
I could say something like, well, when my brother comes down, I get a break. Well, somebody else hears me say that you get a break from your mom, you know, but all these people, oh, that's good. He comes down to give you a break, you know, and
yeah.
Before I came here, I probably felt guilty telling anybody that. Mm-hmm.
Support groups offer opportunities for those who share similar experiences to come together, according to Sarah Lovegreen, Vice President of Programs for the Alzheimer's Association of Greater Missouri.
It allows them to share their frustrations, their feelings, and hear that others had similar experiences to them, and that they're not alone.
Lovegreen says some groups are taking a break since the pandemic forced cancellation of in-person meetings, but many are still meeting online or by phone, and group leaders are reaching out to individual members to check on how they're doing. There's no timeline yet for when in-person meetings can resume.
Certainly when it comes to our caregivers and those living with Alzheimer's disease or another dementia, by nature of being older, potentially having other comorbidities, they're at higher risk for you know, adverse outcomes when it comes to contracting COVID-19. So we really want to be sure, I think, that our communities are ready to come back, that we're not seeing that, you know, potential resurgence. And so we're being conservative. We're being really conservative.
She says when in-person meetings are allowed to resume, they'll continue to offer opportunities for people to join virtually, something they'd never done before the pandemic. There are friendships that are formed in the Willard Support Group and others. Wayne Creed tried to quit when his wife went to a nursing home, but the other members wouldn't let him. They told him they needed the advice he gave, and he enjoys going. 4-Acre calls Creed their rock. You can find a list of support groups for caregivers of Alzheimer's and dementia patients in Southwest Missouri on our website, ksmu.org. And the Alzheimer's Association has a 24/7 helpline. That number is 800-272-3900. For KSMU's Sense of Community series, I'm Michelle Skaliski.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series is provided by Classic Wood Floors and Smith Flooring, Central Bank of the Ozarks Central Trust Company, and Larson & Miller Injury Law.